Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Shodi. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Ashley Pierre, and my job currently is down, and we were instructed to call in for unemployment for that week, so that's what I'm trying to do.
May I have your social?
418-08-2035.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have two options to receive your payments, either by direct deposit or by benefits card. I would recommend direct deposit due to the benefits card taking an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you upon approval.
Okay.
So direct deposit?
Yes, direct deposit.
Would you want it in checking or savings?
Checking.
I'll just need your routing number and bank account number.
I have to look it up, I'm sorry.
You're okay.
Okay, so the routing number, direct deposit is 06062000080.
And bank account number?
The account number is 101-02-60-7222.
Okay, and can you confirm your mailing address?
214 Smart Road, Troy, Alabama, 36079.
Can I have the address one more time?
214 Smart Road, Troy, Alabama, 36079.
Thank you. And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No.
And can you confirm your phone number?
334-465-5350.
Thank you. Okay, so it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions, okay?
Okay.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Advanced Guided Technology, CPP Enterprises, Customer Transportation, Vincere Performance, or none of the above?
None.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 106 Crow Street, 1521 Puckett Avenue Southwest, 2090 Old Cahaba Place, 2511 Woodland Road, or you've never been associated with any of these addresses?
106 Crow Street.
Which of the following street addresses in Gaithersburg have you ever lived at or been associated with? 830 Quince Orchard Boulevard, 8508 Paddock View Drive, 9603 Camford Court, 94 West Side Drive, or none of the above, or you're not familiar with this property?
Quince Orchard.
Okay.
Stay in Maryland.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And may I have the date of your last day worked?
It was the calendar. The last day was July. The last day was July the 22nd.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for a business.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$15.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And your employer gave you a definite date to return to work?
Yes.
And what would that date be?
August the 1st.
May I have your job title?
Lead person.
Is that lead?
Lead associate.
Lead associate.
Yeah, lead. L-E-A-D.
Like a team lead?
Yeah.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No.
And what? Okay. This is at Wayne Farms?
Yeah, Wayne Farms, yeah. They're down for a week to put in some new machines.
May I have their number?
I'm sorry?
May I have their phone number?
My phone number? 334.
Their phone, no, ma'am. Wayne Farms phone number.
Their phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, 334-897-3435.
Thank you. And may I have the date from when you started work?
July the 28th. What year was it? I'm coming up, what, 13 years now, so. What are you thinking of? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You said what year?
Oh, 2003?
Okay.
I think. 2003.
And you said your last day was the 27th?
The 22nd.
22nd.
22. Yes.
May I have the city and state where the work was performed in?
I'm sorry? The city and state for where?
Where the work was performed.
Wayne Farm?
Yes, ma'am.
It's in Jack, Alabama.
Okay. Is this your separating employer?
Take that back. It was 09. Sorry, I said 2003. It was 09.
Okay.
I have to look it up. I knew I was pretty close. I was close to 728. 728-09.
So, alrighty.
Look that up to make sure.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? You said yes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN number whenever you're ready to write it down.
Okay.
It'll be 3580.
3580. Okay.
Okay, so the following instructions and numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Since you are job attached and have an expected recall date to return to work, you are not required to seek work, but you must be able and available for recall and maintain contact with your employer as required. Your employer will be asked to verify the recall date that you gave us. If your employer indicates you are not going to be recalled or your recall date is outside the period covered by unemployment compensation law, you will be expected to search for work on a weekly basis and maintain a record of your work search in case your claim is selected for review. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the phone, the number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. And your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by phone or internet on next week. And lastly, an information booklet will be mailed to you. And this booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. But we have completed your unemployment claim, Ms. Pierre. Do you have any questions?
That number you said that I needed to call was 1-800-752-7389?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was right. And call on Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And will that be all for you?
That's it. Yes, that's all.
Okay, well, you're all set. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day, okay?
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you.